want to start by saying I think it's absolutely vital that the Gospel Partnership has church planting at the heart of its agenda. And you might be thinking, well, you would say that, Eric, you're a church planter and you need the work, so of course you'd want that. But actually it goes beyond my own employment prospects. I think there's several reasons why we should keep church planting absolutely at the heart of the agenda. The first is evangelistic effectiveness. If we are to truly reach the county of Sussex with the gospel, we will need to plant churches. Churches aren't everywhere they should be, and sometimes there's too many of them where they shouldn't be. And to really effectively reach an area, we have to plant local churches. Now, I want to stress, I'm not saying, therefore, we plant small local churches, but we do need to plant local churches who will reach their communities and relate to their communities in an effective and unique way. So for evangelistic effectiveness, we have to plant. I think we also need to plant churches together as a gospel partnership, because actually that is a very real witness to the world of our unity. Jesus said that what would convince the world that we were his disciples was not our theology or even our statement of faith or doctrine, but the love that we have for one another. Now, it's very easy to be loving over a cup of coffee and a particularly nice pastry with a cherry on the top. And you can chat to one another and you can go home and think, well, they were jolly nice people and they were Anglicans. It's surprising, really. And you can go away and think we're all really lovely and we all love one another and isn't it marvellous? But actually, it's not really real. It's a bit like a sort of family wedding reception, where you get on with great Aunt Agatha because it's a wedding reception, but actually you hope never to see her again until, at least until her funeral. You see, words are easy. It's very easy to talk about being united, but actually planting a church together would be an enormous challenge. It would really test the reality of what we profess so easily in words. It would really test whether or not we are united around the gospel and willing to lay aside our particular agendas and ambitions and our own desires and hopes to actually cooperate together to see God's will done. That's why we should plant. How do we plant, you might be thinking? How on earth do we do that? How do we work together? Well, there's several ways we could do it. The first would be for one or two or three churches in an area to work together to plant a church, or to maybe restore a church. The example that comes to mind is what's happening in Hurstpier Point, the work there supported by Haywards Heath Evangelical Church and Cookfield Baptist Church, working together to do something that neither church would have the resources to do by themselves. And it may be in areas where you are, you can think, well, you know, if us and the church down the road work together, we could do something. That would be one way. Another would be for churches to work together on a broader base in order to reach an area where there is no real church that can be worked together with. To actually have several churches coming together across an area, maybe a group in, say, one part of Sussex, 10, 15 churches, committing themselves to resources, providing resources, personnel, working together to plant in an area. You may think, well, where on earth would we plant, Eric? You know, we've sort of why and the how, but where on earth would we plant? Where? I mean, Sussex is the Bible Belt of Britain. I mean, it's the Texas of the UK. You know, this is not quite where George Bush comes from, but it is where all the really big evangelical churches are. Well, I think we need to challenge that myth of Sussex being the Bible Belt. And we haven't got any oil either, and we don't wear funny hats, so we can't be the Texas. There's no doubt there are areas that are blessed with a lot of churches. I used to live and work in Worthing, and Worthing is stuffed full of good churches. You're spoilt for choice there. And same's true in perhaps places like Haywards Heath. But there are areas that are real spiritual black spots. And one that I wanted to use just as an example, and if you're from there, I'm not commenting on you personally, but I grew up in the town of sunny Bognor Regis, and it is actually one of the sunniest places in Britain, but spiritually, Bognor Regis is a real black hole. There are very few gospel preaching churches in Bognor. If you went to Bognor, you'd be hard put to find a church of the sort of the gospel partnership flavour, if you like, anywhere in the town. A town of 55,000 people. A town that is scheduled for quite substantial expansion as John Prescott's homes are forced upon us. I always muddle him with George Bush, but I think it's because they annoy me equally. That's why I tend to think of them. So you've got a place like that with enormous spiritual need. Now, there aren't, as far as I know, churches in Bognor. They're very well hidden if they are, because I lived there for 20 years and never found them. There aren't churches in Bognor that by themselves could plant in other parts of the town. But it may be that within the gospel partnership, say in West Sussex, that could be something that churches could come together to do. I believe if we look closely, we will find those sort of spiritually needy areas all across the county. And we mustn't be blinded by the fact that there are big churches for people to commute to. Not everybody wants to commute miles to a church. We need to be very aware of that. We need to be challenged by that. And we need to really take responsibility for it. I believe one of the real tests of the validity and the effectiveness of this gospel partnership will be if we're actually able to get our act together and plant a church jointly. That would be an incredible achievement, wouldn't it? To see a church coming to being that would hopefully last until Christ returns, proclaiming the gospel, witnessing in its area, effectively reaching people for the Lord, because we were able, by God's grace, to work together to bring it about. And for me, that's the vision of Sussex Gospel Partnership's work that really excites me. There's all sorts of other benefits as well, but let's make sure church planting is kept on the agenda.